Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this issue, Nostalgic Times, download free copies of complete comics and magazines from the 1930s to the 1980s. Wish you could write like Hemingway? There's an app for that. Wish you could carry on regardless with Windows XP? The Register says you can. Finally, a cure for the Comic Sans font and how to release text locked in graphics. 3D manufacturing for schools. Plans are afoot for every school in Britain to be equipped with a 3D printer, according to BBC reports. It's safe to say that 3D printing or additive manufacturing is at the very cutting edge of industrial technology. Most of industry still doesn't really understand what it's capable of and how, or when and even whether it should be used. So if the mind of industry isn't made up yet, is school really the best place for this technology? The Engineer magazine online poll invites you to answer at www.theengineer.co.uk/101843.article. Unlocking text from images. Project Naptha makes text displayed as an image selectable in your web browser. Although it's always been possible to select and copy standard text on any website with the swipe of a mouse, text displayed as an image isn't so easily lifted. That's frustrating when you really need to copy something, run a quick search using it, or quote it in something you're writing. Project Naptha is a new Chrome extension, the developers say other browsers will follow, that enables you to highlight, copy, or translate text from any image displayed on the web. The extension also works with files on your computer, which can include scans of documents as well as screenshots, photographs, and other TIFF and JPEG images. Visit the Naptha homepage at projectnaptha.com to learn more and see the extension in action. Or install the extension from the Chrome Web Store now if you're keen to unshackle some locked-up text right away. Professional prose. Ever wish you could write like Ernest Hemingway? There's an app for that. It's new, although software that offers help to aspiring creative writers has been around for years, and there's plenty of it about. This is something different. It's the only app that promises to lend you the skills of the man who wrote For Whom the Bell Tolls. Aptly named the Hemingway app, it works by editing your writing, helping you to make it bold and clear. It highlights overly long or complex sentences, eschews excessive adjectives, and lets you know its objection to most uses of the passive voice. You can try it online at hemingwayapp.com. Just paste in something you're working on and edit away, or click the Write button to compose something new. If you see text highlighted yellow, shorten the sentence or split it. If your prose turns purple, you need shorter words. And so on. Mouse over highlighted text for hints. Finding quotes with Quotary. There's an old saying about those who forget history, a sketch writer once said. I don't remember it, but it's really very good. He could have filled in the blank if he'd tried Quotary, one of the internet's better repositories for recovering missing quotations and saving pithy sayings temporarily lost on the tip of the tongue. When you need to get a quip, try Quotary, the encyclopedia of quips, quotes and proverbs. It's online, it has an excellent search engine, and it's free. Check out quotary.com. Making noteworthy notes. Notegraphy is a new app for iPhone, Android and the web that beautifies text before it gets shared across social networks. An Instagram-style app for creating short notes with improved typography. You type out a message, choose a template to frame it, then share your thoughts straight to the major social networks: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Evernote, iMessage, Tumblr, or keep it private to send to someone special. Check out notegraphy.com. The cure for Comic Sans. 20 years ago, Vincent Conair designed Comic Sans for a talking Microsoft dog. Ever since, the Marmite font has been crisscrossing the globe and infiltrating systems like a bad food bug. Hate it or love it, you can't deny its popularity. You see it everywhere, from coffee shop menu boards to jokelet-printed sticky notes to supposedly serious websites. Font designer and rescue artist Craig Rosinski wants to be its new best friend. He has distilled the soul of Comic Sans into a new, more polished offering. He calls it Comic Noia, and it certainly fixes some of the more obvious mistakes displayed by Comic Sans. Is it enough of an improvement? You decide. It's a completely free download at comicnoia.com. Escaping the Xpocalypse. With one in five PCs still relying on Windows XP, there's a chance you are among those whose computer is now running an unsupported operating system. What to do? Can a fate worse than the blue screen of death be avoided without entering the strange new world of Windows 8? According to the Register, you don't have to suffer the expense of an enforced upgrade. There's a little-known tool to save you from the Xpocalypse. You can cheat Win XP death and carry on regardless in the cosy, compatible, 32-bit world of yesteryear for as long as you like, apparently. But there'll be some work to do first. For more details, see theregister.co.uk. Even more from yesteryear. If the 50th anniversary of the BBC Two TV channel and World War I centenary commemorations across the media have been piquing your interest in all things nostalgic of late, you might enjoy finding some memorabilia from your own past to enjoy again at youther.com. The remarkably well-preserved ephemera stored at Youther includes some classic vintage digital PDF comic book and magazine DVD collections dating back to school days and even earlier for all age groups. There are over 100 complete copies of scanned publications from the 1930s to the 1980s to download free of charge at youther.com. Cinema socialising. Movie La La, a social network site that is all about films and film-going, launches this month. For marketers, Movie La La is a platform to help movie promoters increase the buzz, awareness and engagement around upcoming films to help secure strong first-week sales. For fans, it's a Hollywood-based insider's news and viewing point where they can follow stars, discover upcoming movies and share experiences with friends. Dana Loeber, co-founder and CEO of Movie La La, shared some screenshots and discussed the company's socially designed platform for filmgoers on Bloomberg Television's Taking Stock recently. Check out movielala.com. Apple Outreach. Until a few days ago, you had to be a developer to test out an early new release of OS X and pay Apple for the privilege. Now, according to TechCrunch, a shift in policy at Apple means that anyone can try the latest beta of the desktop operating system and it will cost them nothing. This is a major change for Apple and brings the OS X beta testing process more in line with the way things are done at Google and Microsoft. The company says it wants average users, not just developers, to help make OS X even better. Read more at appleseed.apple.com/beta program. Search Engine of the Month. Most search engines deliver their best results when the typed-in queries are interpreted literally. But if search engines could give the queries a metaphorical twist instead of taking everything so literally, they might uncover some more interesting stuff. Yossarian Lives is an experimental search tool that lets you look for images metaphorically, with a slider to vary conceptual distance from the query term. The engine's designers say it delivers results intended to help with the creation of new ideas by returning disparate but potentially metaphorically related information, insights for users working at the edges of their comfort zone, particularly in creative fields like design, advertising, PR, or business innovation. Why the name Yossarian Lives? According to users at the Royal College of Art in London, where the new search engine was conceived, the venture takes its name from the main character of Joseph Heller's novel Catch-22, a nod to the Catch-22 of current search algorithms that simultaneously provide access to information, yet confine knowledge through its reinforcement. Check out yossarianlives.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.